I can still remember the first night we spent together like it was yesterday. I remember both of us being worried all day because the clouds were thick and gray, but we decided to go out anyways. We were celebrating, you know, that big accomplishment you made. So there was no way we were going to skip the chance to let loose, right? About an hour before we were going to head back to your place, the sky just opened up and seemed to start pouring all at once. There hadn't been a rainstorm with that intensity in a while. I remember we sprinted to your car, laughing like little kids as we jumped in and slammed the door shut, soaked to the bone, when the car was only, what, 30 seconds from the door. You sat there for a moment, with the brightest smile on your face I'd ever seen, relishing that moment of childhood glee we got to relive in the rain. I think that was the moment I knew I was attracted to you. I realized a part of me always had been, but now I could really feel it within every inch of me, and every molecule of my body, and every thought and breath. I just knew. But our cheerfulness was soon gone with the drive, trying to get back to your place. The rain was so heavy we could barely see anything. And it didn't help that the street lamps weren't really working on most of the roads we turned down. I could have sworn we both held our breath the entire time we drove back to your apartment. I can still remember hearing us let out a synchronized sigh when you finally barked. There was no way I was driving home in that weather, and of course, you agreed. Which meant I was either sleeping on your bed or on the couch. I was grateful when you offered to share the bed, because your couch sucked. Sorry, but it's true, and you know it. So after, we each had a shower and hopped into that warm bed of yours, we were finally ready to drift off to sleep. Or at least that's what I thought. Like most nights, my mind was haunted by nightmares. Usually they were about nothing in particular, but tonight, I couldn't shake the feeling of you leaving. I was embarrassed when I felt you wake me, because it meant I was making noises in my sleep, and because I didn't remember that I was in bed with you. The rain was still pouring outside as I turned towards you before hiding my face against your chest. Your soft breasts cushioning my face as I cried quietly. I could feel your arms hold me tight and your lips kissing the top of my head ever so gently. We had been friends for so long. Why was I having these feelings of you abandoning me? When you asked me what was wrong, I remember only being able to mutter that I didn't want you to leave me. As I lifted my head to look at you, I felt so safe in your arms, so comforted, like I belonged there. We both had never talked much about dating. Neither of us really had boyfriends. It just always seemed to be us against the world. And that night, it felt exactly like that. But something was different. For a moment, I thought I'd take my chance and kiss you. It seemed romantic, even if you would have shot me down. But to my surprise, before I could do anything, your lips were on mine, and it was heaven. It felt like no time passed as we shed our clothes and shared glorious kiss after kiss. Everything felt slow and fast at the same time. My heart was pounding so hard, I could hear the blood pulse in my ears. Your lips were soft but firm against mine, but they felt so hot against my neck. The rain was still so loud, I could hardly hear my own moans as my hands ran across the sides of your breast. Your skin was so soft and silky. I just wanted to touch you everywhere to know how I affected you in that moment. I felt like I was in a sleepy, drunk state, and everything felt more intense than it probably would have if not for the storm raging outside. And the storm raging within us. The need to possess each other, to explore and feel every inch of each other's bodies. The way we move together, so in sync with one another, and it was a wonder that we had never done this before. I could feel my body reacting to yours. Every pulse, every breath matched movement for movement. Our hips grinding into each other's thighs as we kissed and grew intensely wet from the contact. Our moans and the rushing storm outside filled the room with an incredible music that I'll never forget. I knew you were getting close because I could feel you grinding into me harder. My hips moving to follow your lead. But what I didn't expect was your beautiful hand with its slender fingers wrapped around my throat. I gasped for air, but it just seemed to intensify the high, and we both rocked against each other as I savored your control. My body shook, and muffled moans escaped my mouth before you finally released my neck. Coming back from the brink, I felt you lean over me and kiss me, your face connected to mine. We breathed together as I came down from that intense first orgasm that rocked through my entire body. I don't know if I can remember a time before that when I had ever come so hard. It was like I could see stars behind my eyelids as I felt wave after wave of ecstasy crashing. And then I felt that you had come too. Your sweet wetness glistened in the dim light of the room, and I knew you weren't done when I saw you grinning down at me, the same bright smile I had seen earlier in the car. There was no way I could refuse when you offered so nicely. You asked me if I wanted more, and of course I did. I knew you had more experience than me, and I was willing to submit to your fierce sexual drive. You lifted my leg and moved your body closer to mine, the heat of your pussy melting into my own as you started to grind down, matching each rocking thrust with my own hips, moving up to meet yours in an absolute rhapsody of pleasure. The way our hips and bodies moved together made my skin tingle. Every cell in my body was reaching out to you. And for the first time in my life, I came for the second time, something I hadn't known I was even capable of. No man had been able to pull one, let alone two, out of me as effortlessly as you did. My lips couldn't find yours fast enough as we let our hands run the delicate lines and curves of each other's bodies. My head was spinning as your fingers pressed into my core, my own hand mimicking your movements and explorations. So deep, you found that spot inside of me and galvanized my craving for you. I needed you. I needed to feel us come together again. Our eyes locked, faces inches apart as we rode each other's hands, unleashing that last blissful climax, the only thing muffling our cries of ecstasy was the sound of the crashing rain outside. It felt like we kissed gently for hours afterward, but in reality, it could have been just a few seconds. I was content and serene in your arms. Your hand lightly stroked my back and my head until I fell asleep to the sound of your breathing mixed with the low, gentle fall of rain. I had never felt this kind of peace. And for the first time in forever, I had the sweetest dreams about being right where I belong. in the arms of my best friend and lover, you.